Hans Leipold was born on July 18, 1921, in Vienna. His father was an engineer. His mother, descendant of an Austrian family with Jewish roots, was a chemist. In 1935, by definition of the Nuremberg race laws, Hans Leipold and his sister turned into first-degree Jewish crossbreeds, while their mother was defined as a pure Jew. After graduation in 1938, Hans Leipold first volunteered to join the National Labour Service and later the Wehrmacht. He participated in the war against Poland and France. Later on, however, he was discharged due to his Jewish origins. In 1940, Hans Leipold enrolled in chemistry at Hamburg University. Exposed to massive anti-Semitic discrimination, he decided to transfer to the chemistry department at Munich University for the winter term of 1942-43. Since Heinrich Wieland, the Nobel Prize-winning director of the institute, refused to comply with the university's anti-Semitic direction, his institute turned into a refuge for persecuted students. Through literature, music, and art, Hans Leipold developed new friendships there, one of them soon being to Maria Luisa Jahn.
When in February 1943, Hans Leipold received the sixth leaflet of the White Rose by mail, he showed it to his friend, Marie Luisa Jahn. After hearing about the execution of Hans and Sophie Scholl and Christoph Probst, they added the headline, "And nevertheless their spirit lives on," to the text, then duplicated the leaflet on a typewriter and distributed it. They brought it to Hamburg to be additionally distributed among circles of the opposition. After the arrest and execution of Professor Kurt Huber, Hans Leipold, together with friends, raised funds for his widow, Clara Huber, and her children. However, the activity was reported to Nazi authorities. On October 8, 1943, Hans Leipold was arrested by the Gestapo, followed by the October 18 arrests of Marie Luisa Jahn and additional friends. In an attempt to support his incarcerated students, Professor Heinrich Wieland acted as witness for the defense. 1 year later, in October 1944, Hans Leipold was sentenced to death by the People's Court. Marie Luisa Jahn received 12 years of prison. On January 29, 1945, Hans Leipold was executed in Munich Stadelheim prison. Marie Luisa Schulze Jahn was liberated by American troops in 1945. As a contemporary witness up into old age, she remained dedicated to the memory of the White Rose and her friend Hans Leipold. She was a founding member of the Weiße Rose Stiftung e.V. In 2010, she died at the age of 92.